If you look at the numbers, and of course, we do look at numbers. We talk about the number of crossover conversions, and we talk about the number of missionaries. When you look at the numbers, over that 20-year period that they talked about, there were 28 million different Southern Baptists. If you have the number convicted or multiplied by 5 or 10, you still have a very small percentage of the Southern Baptist Convention who have been convicted or pressed in one way or the other. Now, you can say, oh, well, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and your mind can soar and the like. But it strikes me that the burden of proof is upon those who say that we have a dreadful problem that needs to be met.
The most conservative statistics to simply say that the people who are convicted are the only ones that are abusing people is unrealistic. Whatever study you look at, the most conservative or the most liberal or whatever study you look at, it usually is about 3% of abusers are actually convicted. So when you actually, if that is your only safeguard, if your only safeguard is we're only going to just do a Google search or we're only going to the civil authorities, we are opening the door for people to hurt our people. That's not some number we dreamed up. So if you take, let's just say you take the 400 that were on the internal list. If you just take a small percentage, take 5%, take 10%. I mean, my math is not super great. I was a finance major at Texas Tech, so I make a lot of mistakes when it comes to math. But if you say that's only 3%, that's only 3% of 400 is only catching that, then it is the tip of the iceberg.